At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in-person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has written the number one selling books in both fields: The Art of Mixing,
The Art of Producing,
and in Sound Healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have over a dozen treatments that we offer here in Sausalito, and many of them we offer online. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into two Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David Gibson. Let me tell you about some things that are happening here at the Institute. Share my screen. So first of all, if you happen to be around this weekend, we're at the New Living Expo in at the Marin County Civic Center. And we've got a booth there. You can go on the sound table. I'm doing a talk on tomorrow, May 10th. At 1 p.m. in room one. Also, we still have free playback going on for our sound healing conference through May 18th. You can find all of the presentations at globesoundhealingconference.com. We also have my new book, soundlovingrelationships.com. You can find there. And then I'm doing a sound bath here in Sausalito this Friday, May 16th at 7 o'clock. It's I use a looper. So I've got multiple tracks going, and I do a lot of voice and sound healing instruments and a lot of love. So you can find that at soundhealingcenter.com/events. And then the following Friday is Laura Insura, one of the best handpan players I've ever seen in my life. I mean, she's just amazing. She goes into a trance. And that's May 23rd at 7:30 p.m. You can find that also at soundhealingcenter.com/events. Our next open house here in Sausalito is Sunday, June 1st. It's How Sound Works Physically, Mentally, Emotionally, and Spiritually, with mini heart opening sound meditations. Everybody gets to go on the sound table and we all get blissed out. So you can just show up Sunday, June 1st, 1 to 5 in Sausalito. We also have the big thing is our summer intensive coming up, June 10th to the 20th, 10 to 9:30 every day. It's half of the certificate program, and the other half is online. You can start that anytime. And it's, you know, all about how to use sound for healing and raising consciousness and as a career as well. We're a vocational school. We have the full program online as well if you can't make it out. And you can start this week online, just about every other week. We also have our recording program starting again September 23rd. And then we have our Mount Shasta retreat, August 9th and 10th, where we go through how sound works. We do it at Crystal Tones, so everybody gets to play with the alchemy balls and use them for healing. And then the second day, we go up on the mountain and get blissed out, hanging out with the beings up there. Okay? We also have our voice analysis software training on Sunday, May 18th. You can check that out at voiceanalysisharmony.com. Okay. You can find everything we do at soundhealingcenter.com. Today's show is about flow. Flow is the whole deal when it comes to healing. And flow is music. It's interesting. The deal that I've learned about how the body works is it's all based on music. First, we've got frequencies that are the parts, like the cells. And those can be frequencies, or more generally, they're just notes. Frequencies are more specific. And then a bunch of frequencies makes up a timbre, which is a combination of frequencies or a harmonic structure. And couple of weeks ago, we went through a whole show on the timbre and combination of frequencies that make up anything, including your whole being, including your soul, and all the parts of your system, your physical, mental, emotional bodies, and personality bodies. And then there's the relationship of all the parts. So you can look at the relationships of the cells as a musical interval. If each one is a frequency or a note, the relationship is a musical interval, which is all the musical intervals that we use for music whenever we do music. And so you can look at the relationships of the cells or the relationships of the organs. And we talked about actually finding the template of perfection for a human in the relationships of the parts, because everybody's a little bit different, but the actual relationships we believe will be the same. But really the whole deal is the fourth part. Frequencies, timbres, musical intervals. The fourth part is musical flow. And when you have musical flow, you now have rhythm. And rhythm will entrain the brain into different brainwave states. It will also entrain the heart into different brainwave or different rhythms as well. So we are a rhythm being. If you average out the heart, you get a very stable rhythm, which is in sync with the brain when you're in the zone, whether you're running gratitude, compassion, love, or joy. So the whole deal, though, is the melody in the musical flow, along with the rhythm. And the rhythm and the melody can be flowing or not. And smooth flow is the definition of health. Smooth flow without blockages. If you don't have smooth flow through your nervous system, you're going to be shaky. If you don't have smooth flow through your circulatory system, you could have a heart attack. If you don't have smooth flow through your digestive system, all types of problems happen. And when we look at meridians, it's all about smooth flow. The whole point is to poke the acupuncture point, which is a frequency. We poke it with a needle to activate it. You can even use tuning forks and activate it with a frequency. So it will retrieve or receive and transmit the flow. Because the whole deal is to get the flow through the meridian. And that is a song. You can think of it this way. If you measure the frequency of the acupuncture points, well, when energy flows through the meridian, it's playing a song. Ba da 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 da, right? And it's really interesting that the melodic progression, which are musical interval steps, are very specifically laid out by God. I mean, there's a very specific song that plays through each meridian. I think they're probably a little different from person to person, but there's also the songs that play through each of the 11 medical systems. And we're talking circulatory, respiratory, endocrine system, muscular system, digestive system, all the different systems that doctors focus on. So those have a song playing through them because those are made of cells, which are frequencies or notes, right? And when energy flows through those cells, the whole deal is it flowing smoothly or not? Not can be stressful. Like here's a song that's not flowing smoothly. Da, 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 bang, what am I going to do? Da, da, ba, da, oh, God, oh, do they like me? Oh, God, God, and where do I don't know what to do now. right? Whereas a smooth flow would be, oh, what am I going to do today? Oh, what a happy day. Do, 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 do. It's all perfect. But the worst is when you get a blockage. It's like, what am I going to do? I have no idea. I can't breathe. And you get stuck. And of course, spirit, being the beautiful, resonant being it is, goes, got a blockage here? Let me give you many more situations exactly like that until you learn to actually resolve it to the home note, where you're at peace and it's done, where you're able to transcend and overcome that blockage. And sometimes, because it happens over and over until we get it, sometimes it's like deer in the headlights for a whole lifetime. And then when we finally figure it out, and we see how to bypass, not bypass it, but how to transcend it is really the deal. Put it in perspective. I mean, you could just see that blockage as a learning experience. You could see that blockage as a way of creating energy for you to transform your life. You could see that blockage as a way of helping the rest of the planet learn. And you could see that blockage as a career that you are meant to do. A lot of people get into psychotherapy because they needed psychotherapy, right? So it's all about smooth flow. Now, it's interesting because flow is a really unique concept. Flow is change in frequency over time. Whatever it is, since frequency and vibration is the basis of the whole universe, it's always frequency or vibration. But it's always change over time. Smooth flow of change over time. So it's interesting. Let's take a look at this document I put together for the Montessori schools, actually. And it's also in my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. Take a look here. Smooth flow is gradual change. You can think of it as songs that have big changes, like even dance music, toom, 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 and then there's a drop. Or even big band music. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, right? That's a big change. And in a lot of pop music, and we have big changes where you go from one thing to another abruptly. And that's fun. It's shocking. It's really fun to dance to. It's really interesting and cool. But healing is about gradual change. Gradual change is very little jumps from moment to moment. The ultimate smooth flow is the Fibonacci curve. The Fibonacci curve is 1 plus 1 equals 2, 1 plus 2 equals 3, 2 plus 3 equals 5, 5 plus 3 equals 8, 8 plus 5 equals 13, 13 plus 8 equals 21. So the previous number plus the current number equals the future number. There is no smoother flow than that. The past moment plus the present equals the future. And that's the way everything in the universe grows, is based on that pattern. It's shocking. It's in DNA, it's in the way plants grow, it's in the way galaxies are put together. It's everywhere. It's the curve, the spiral. And it's built by step by step by having the previous be a tiny change into the future. There's no smoother flow than that. It's also, you can think of a smooth flow as absence of resistance or blockage. And consistent rhythms, not only a smooth melody, but a rhythm. And the rhythms can just stay the same while the melody's changing smoothly. Or you can do a very smooth rhythm change. Let me give you an example of a smooth rhythm change. I've done this a lot, but let me do it again here. Now turn on original sound. Okay, we're going to do a smooth transition of tempo or rhythm to a from a fast rhythm to a slower rhythm. Okay. The cool thing about it is when you have smooth flow, our system naturally gravitates to it. It recognizes it because smooth flow is not only the definition of health in the body, it's the definition of health in nature. If you don't have smooth flowing ecosystems interacting with each other, you're going to have a problem with the natural system. And the thing that gets in the way of the smooth flow in nature are pollution, right? Some say even emotional blockages cause problems in the weather. But especially, you know, pollution and all the toxins we put into the earth, they get in the way of the smooth flow. They're blockages. And so you can always either get rid of the blockages in the body. If you got like a cancer cell that's a blockage, you can actually find its frequency, turn the volume up, and explode it. And there's now that's now being done in hospitals. There's a research, or not a research, a actual treatment at Johns Hopkins where they use ultrasound exactly like that to find the frequency of liver cancer and explode the cells. Or you can actually transform the cells that are the blockage into a harmony. Mostly what happens with cells is the blockage comes as a chaotic or fibrillation. It's not vibrating consistently. It's like, ah. And it won't retrieve and receive and transmit the flow if it's not vibrating consistently. That's the key. Vibrating consistently allows it to receive and transmit the flow. So otherwise, it's going to get in the way of the flow. So often we use, you know, frequencies to resonate things into harmony. We can use tuning forks. We can use crystal bowls. We can use very specific tone generators and get those frequencies humming so they'll receive and transmit the flow. But the other part is to actually just create flow with different emotions. Gratitude's not a bad flow, right? It allows energy to flow. Compassion's a pretty good flow, especially if you're stuck on anger. Love's one of the best flows of all, because you don't have to have a reason. Just do it. Whee! Universal love's happening flow. But the best flow of all is source. When you're enveloped in source, you are the flow. You are in the flow. You are it. And that's the best of all. When you're in the flow, part of the flow, not only do things start happening naturally, but also the other realms of the 5D start opening up, and other beings go, oh, I see you're joining us. Let's have a little conversation. Right? You need a little help here and there? Let's help you out. Now that you're in the vibration of flow, that's where we work. Okay? So that's the deal. You can use any of those emotional states to access flow. Okay, back to our document here. Okay, smooth flow is like the Fibonacci curve. It's also like a river. I want to show you a visual of a river flowing. Okay. Check this out. Notice what you focus on. It's really almost tricky to look at flow. You can go with the flow with your vision. You can look at one spot. You can zoom out and see the whole thing at once. Notice how you look at flow. It's interesting. It's kind of, it's so complex. It's actually tricky to even watch. It's so interesting because you can look at a spot and it's really kind of chaotic. It's like, right? Or you can look at the actual little waves here. It's interesting. You know, you can look at the sparkles on the water. There's so many different things. But if you zoom out and just notice how there's zero blockages, little blockage over here that keeps it in from going off the shore. Right? But there's basically no blockages here. It's perfect smooth flow. So just zoom out and feel the beauty of flow. There's something magical, really magical. I mean, we all love rivers, right? I mean, Hermann Hesse wrote a whole book on the river. You know, it's all about flow. It's flow. And it's really cool. Even if you get a river that's blocked up, now you get a pond or a lake, which is even more peaceful. So That can cause stagnation, but often it causes or creates a really beautiful. There's still flow underneath that lake and river. Otherwise, it'll get stagnant. Right? So, okay. Now, here's what I realize is if this is a song, where are the notes? Well, you could think of it as every molecule of water is a frequency, and it is. It's actually a combination of frequencies. So the energy is actually flowing through the water, and the water in a river is actually moving it as well. So it's actually the molecules are actually moving down the river. So those are like the notes. So if you look at one spot, it's like you're going da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? And there's every molecule is a little bit different conglobulation. And so you get a different song in that one spot. Because music is generally from one center spot that we're focused. We're focused in the moment, right? Whereas now we're actually seeing the whole song. But what's really interesting is this flow, which is like infinite notes, right? It's the same in the body when energy flows through our system. And it could be this the energy of love flowing through our body. Or you get a chill from top to bottom, from head to toe, right? That flow is like infinite notes. But what I've learned is music, which is not infinite notes, it's actually a really simplified version of flow. Ba da 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 da. That's like six notes. But the flow of it is what we perceive is. We get a flow from that, even though it's really six points. Ba da 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 da. Our system automatically drops into the flow that it's pointing towards. So we can use music through the body to actually create flow in each of the 11 systems and the meridians. For example, we could actually take a needle and play the frequency of each of the acupuncture points with a bunch of different needles. So it would be like da da ba ba da da. Exactly the way it naturally is already to create that flow. And we can now, with an electron or light microscope, we can find the frequency of each of the cells within each of the 11 systems and actually use needles with frequencies and infrared light, ultrasound, microcurrent pads, and scalar waves and run that river of flow through your nervous system. To make it so it's not shaking, through your circulatory system to break up any blood clots, through your digestive system to get things flowing again. Right? And we can now do it scientifically. We can measure the notes of the rhythm, and we can get the rhythm of you, because you don't want to throw the person off. You want to tune it to the person. So you get the rhythm of you, which is your brainwave and heart rate rhythm when you're at peace. And then we've got the rhythm and the melody of all the systems in your body, and we play it and create that flow to break through all blockages. And now we heal every disease. Seriously. Right? Because it's tuned to you as well. Everybody's a little bit different. That's where we're headed. Creating the flow in the body physically to break through the blockage. Now, we can focus on the blockages and use frequencies to explode them or resonate them into harmony, right? We can work at that level too. But also, we should work at the level emotionally. Because most people, in fact, the medical intuitives I've talked to, they say, 90% of all disease comes from emotions because they're not flowing. And the most common is, I can't believe what they did. Can you believe what they did? I can't believe what they did. Can you believe what they did? I can't believe what's going on in the world. I just can't believe. Can you believe what they did to me? Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Can you believe it? That's not flowing. That's a broken record. That's a blockage. To zoom out and go, it's all perfect. What can I learn from this one? Thank you for this challenge to grow. Thank you for an opportunity to learn compassion. Thank you for this life. Right? Really zooming out and getting to a place of flow again. That's the whole deal. Let's go back to our document and continue here. Okay. The wind is flowing. That's interesting. You know, when it's interesting because there's the wind and the ocean are really quite different than a river. The wind and the ocean, the actual air, and well, maybe it is with the wind. I'm not even sure. Never thought about it. But with the ocean, the water doesn't move. It moves a little bit forward and a little bit back, but it doesn't go and flood the beach. It's energy that's moving through the water that is the flow. And that's a trip. I mean, it's really the most bizarre thing, and even, I mean, it's so well known. I mean, it's so, we see it all the time, energy flowing, but the idea that energy flows and the material doesn't move. In the river, the material actually does move. And I guess maybe, I was thinking then the wind, the air doesn't actually go anywhere, but maybe it does a little bit. Not too much, though. So there's flow of energy through mediums. Flow is also what makes a person healthy. What creates flow? Well, not only these emotional states of gratitude, compassion, love, joy, which are flowing, but also just peace and harmony. If you're at peace, things flow on their own. Flow happens automatically. It's not like we even have to get it going. We just have to get out of the way. And when you're at peace, you don't get in the way. Now, there's also an awareness of our connection to nature, because that's flow. When we really connect to nature and realize we are part of it, and then we become that flow, then we don't get in the way. But also, as I'm saying, flowing music is really important. At the end, I'll play a song that is a smooth, dynamic build and a smooth breakdown. When the music smoothly builds up and breaks down, I see that as a smooth flow. There's also our awareness and connection to spirit, as I mentioned, and our connection to source. Okay, so I mentioned the physical flow through the different systems in the body. There's also the aspect of flow when dancing. Dancing is like all about flow, especially really smooth dancing, right? It's like the whole trick is to create a smooth transitional movement. And it's so beautiful to watch. It's really interesting how flow, we just love flow. It's just so wonderful. I mean, it's like beauty. Flow is beauty. There's also touch. I mean, when you're getting a massage, I mean, the whole deal is to have smooth flow of the massage. You can tell when they're not in the flow. And it's like they're doing a song or a dance up and down your body. You know, that's the best. Or in lovemaking, and you drop into that smooth movement of flow with each other, oh my God, it's just the best, right? Even if you're not doing sex, just running love. Okay. The cool thing that's really interesting, you know, we can look at the overall systems in the body as flow, but you can zoom in to a finer level. There's flow of energy through the heart, between the cells and nerves and muscles of the heart, and of course the actual blood in the heart. But the whole heart is doing a little twist, like a Fibonacci twist, when it pumps. It doesn't actually just squeeze, it actually twists in a spiral. And that is a flow, that twist that creates the actual heartbeat. But also you can zoom in to a cell. Inside a cell, remember I was saying it's like a frequency? Well, inside a cell, there's all the parts of the cell. And within those parts, there's a whole flow system between all the parts of the cell. And you can even go deeper to the electrons and protons and neutrons within any atom, and those are complete flow. I mean, atoms are all about flow. In fact, they haven't really even seen electrons. They just see the actual flow of it. And then you can go even deeper to that, to the actual quantum flow within a cell. And when you zoom in far enough with a microscope, there is no stuff anymore. There's no notes. There's no frequency. It's all flow. There's no stuff. Now, I mean, you can zoom in to the actual vortex spin of an atom, and you can see how fast it's spinning. And then there's even the flow of the torus around our body, around cells, around whole galaxies. And that's a complete flow. And the speed of the flow and rate of the flow is its actual frequency. How many times does it repeat per second? So at every level, you can get flow, even down to the atomic level. And at the atomic and quantum level, I mean, it's all flow. It's consciousness, flow of consciousness. And at that level, consciousness can be flowing or not. That sucks. Is a blockage. That's cool. And perfect is flow. Let me do that one again. That's deep, huh? That sucks. It's all perfect for moving to a next level of consciousness. It's all perfect. It's all taken care of. That's my ultimate mantra these days. It's all taken care of. When you sink into that energy, everything's perfect. It's all flow. You're not getting in the way anymore. It's like, oh, but I want, you know, a better job. I want a relationship that's flowing. Well, if you stop worrying about it and go, it's all perfect, then spirit goes, okay, now we can do our work. You're not in the way. We'll bring you the perfect relationship and job. And then the ultimate for the job is when you go, how can I help as many people as possible in service? And spirit goes, oh, you're really in the flow now. Let's kick in and help you big time. And that's what's happening around here. And back to our document. Okay. Emotional flow. Smooth flow of emotions. We talked about blockages a lot. You know, that sucks. Without stress or roughness, without resistance to an emotion, that's often we get a blockage because we don't want to feel something. Oh, I don't want to feel that grief. I don't want to feel sad. I don't want to feel this. Well, that's a blockage. You know, face it. Face it and let it be, and it will flow on out in a minute anyway. Stop hiding. Stop resisting. Resist. In Buddhism, the number one cause of suffering is resistance. There are monks living in caves that are really in a lot of pain. And with no resistance, they're perfect. They're in bliss. Whereas other people are like, oh, this sucks, that little pain. And now we've got a double suck. In fact, the first suck of it sucks can even cause the pain physically. That sucks. when we think of flow, the best type of flow is not only flowing smoothly, but also resolving to the home note. So a flow that goes to the home note leaves you in more flow. Let me give you an example. Da 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 ah. That's not the home note. Da 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 ah. No. But if we go to the home note, da 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 da. Da 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 da. Now we're at peace and there's flow. Mentally, flow is all about flow of thoughts, without blockages, without stress, without confusion. One of the biggest problems is the wily mind gets into traps. It doesn't know how to figure things out. So a lot of people say, stop thinking so much. And ultimately, we do want to stop thinking and get to a place of intuition. But until you get the mind in order so you can coherently keep track of multiple things at once, like a tree and all its branches and its roots at the same time, you're going to get lost. And when you get lost, there's no flow. So it's discipline of mind to a certain extent. But then there's the flow of just stream of consciousness, which is totally cool. Sometimes we do the flow of logic, and sometimes we do the flow of stream of consciousness. And stream of consciousness can be the best for coming up with creative ideas. Just don't worry about what you're thinking about. Just whatever pops in your head, go with it, and maybe twist it and turn it a little bit so it's a little more interesting, and add little things to that stream of consciousness until you find the answer. Or, step by step, create the flow of the exact logic that built that tree so that you know exactly what to do to create the next step of harmony in your life, whether it's wealth, health, or relationships. It's also complete focus without distraction is flow. You know, if your mind's jumping around and distracted by all types of things, which is easy these days with phones and web and you know, we get interrupted so much. It didn't used to be like that when everybody lived in nature. Right? So it's tricky to say that focus and not get distracted. You know, it's the thoughts. There's three types of thoughts. First of all, there's the thoughts of the actual you talking in your head. And when we talk, we sometimes flow more than others. Oh God, what am I going to do? It's not flowing. So same thing. Sometimes the thoughts in our head are flowing. Oh, it's a beautiful day. What you going to do today, Dave? Or, oh, today's, oh God, I can't believe I have to do this today. It sucks. Right? The thoughts in our head are either flowing or not. Or you can have a thought where you're just got a song in your head. And then you got flow. That's cool. And it could be a mantra or a chant as well. And then the other type of flow or thought in your head is no thought at all, where you're just present with the flow of all the light around you, the flow of all the sounds around you, the flow of everything going on in your body. You're present in the moment and in the flow. There's consistent when you're in the flow. It's consistent brainwaves. It's actually measurable with EEG because now they can see your brain is going at a stable, consistent rhythm. With EKG, your heart actually gets faster and faster and slows down smoothly. It's called heart coherence, where the tempo of your heart goes up and down in a really smooth curve, a flow. So when you're in the flow, physiologically, your body starts doing flow as well. Again, it's awareness of the previous thought, current thought, and the overall perspective of it all. Seeing the forest and the trees at the same time. Then there's spiritual flow. Spirit and source are the essence of flow. Universal love is flow. Knowing that comes from experiencing your soul purpose. And then there's relationship of flow. When you get flow in the body, like doing yoga or dance, now your emotions, mind, and spirit start flowing. When you get flow in your emotions, everything's cool, it's all perfect, it's all taken care of, then the body starts flowing, and the mind gets peaceful, and the spirit wakes up and starts coming in. And then when you do brainwave entrainment or do something to get focused with your mind, then the body goes into a healthy state, and the emotions start flowing, and spirit is ready to come in. And then when you get in flow with spirit, the body, emotions, and mind all come into alignment also. The trick is you can work at all four of these levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and get flow at all levels, and then you got the ultimate flow of all, and that's really cool. Okay, so let's end with my song, Unconditional Love, and this one builds up and breaks down really smoothly. Notice the smooth flow, and it's based on love, which is the essence of flow. Oh, let me start at the beginning here. Here we go. Thank you. When you are in the flow, in the center of it, there's no time. When you are the center of the flow, everything starts flowing in your whole life. Hold that energy. The rest of the evening, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes. Thanks for listening.